2. Sun and Stone. Snow never gathered on Aidan's headstone. Other grave markers stood half buried, with ridges of ice packed across the tops, even after family members brushed them off. But Aidan's sat bare. Snow and ice shrank from it. Out of respect? Or out of horror, maybe, at something buried beneath the ground that had no business there? A god. A god lay dead at the feet of that granite slab. Apollo. Aidan Baxter. God of the sun. Cassandra Weaver stood off to the side, as she had on every Tuesday and Friday afternoon since they'd buried him. Sundays were too crowded, and she hated the sound of other mourners, the ones who knew how to mourn and what to say. How to cry softly into a handkerchief, instead of screaming until their noses bled. Her fingers reached out and traced the air in front of his name. Aidan Baxter, beloved son and friend. Every day in the cemetery she thought she'd say something that needed to be said, but she never spoke. High on Aidan's grave marker above his name was a carving of an inflamed sun. No one had told his parents to put it there. They just had. One more strange thing, working its will on the world, placing symbols for dead gods and keeping the snow at bay. Odysseus stepped up beside Cassandra and laced his fingers through her hair, drawing it over her shoulder like a brown curtain. "It's been an hour. Should we go?" His neck was tucked into his shoulders. Londoner, unused to the cold. She'd asked him to be her alarm clock. Time in the cemetery tended to stretch out, and she didn't have hours to lose. Normally the job fell to Athena. The goddess accompanied Cassandra practically everywhere she went, a faithful and hated hound dog. Looking past Odysseus, Cassandra could almost see her, standing quietly near the edge of the cemetery in the copse of bare winter trees. She'd used to lean against a monument of a weeping angel looking bored until Cassandra snapped at her and said she was being disrespectful. But Athena was hundreds of miles away, somewhere between...